Welcome back, 847. Jim along with the Buckeye Boy. It's a Wine About It Wednesday. You can win a bottle of Talon Wine if you got something to complain about. I'm sure we'll get to more of those. Next hour, also the quarterback in the NFL in week one that impressed you the most, the one that maybe impressed you the least. Send that to us today. Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line 970-242-1340. Joining us right now, he is a Maverick wide receiver. He was the Mavericks' second leading receiver in the win over William Jewell as the Mavericks get ready to head to Las Vegas, New Mexico to open up conference play against New Mexico Highlands this Saturday on the team CMU Sports Network. Wide receiver, redshirt senior Lionel McConnell joins us. Lionel, appreciate the time. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Just happy to be here. Thank you for having me on here, sir.
Well, we appreciate you coming on the program today. And let's get back to that Thursday night game. You guys have been off for a while with the bye week, but a chance to savor that win against William Jewell. The team got off to a little bit of a slow start on both sides of the ball, Lionel, but a 40-3 victory over the William Jewell Cardinals. And I think for a debut effort as a Colorado Mesa Maverick, the job that you did, the three catches, 63 yards, nice start to your time in a Maverick uniform.
Yes, sir. I feel like we did come out slow for both sides of the ball, but we are here. You know what I'm saying? Like, we are here, and we are here to stay. I feel like we got a really good team. We got some great coaches. We got a great defense. You know, the real reason why I came here, honestly, is because our defense. You know what I'm saying? Like, I knew we had a great defense. We had great players. I knew they could make us better. And just the pieces we added to the offense. I really think we have a really good team this year. And all our coaches preached on this week since we started our practice on Sunday is starting fast, starting fast, starting fast. Because we did kind of start slow against William Jewell. So it's just been big emphasis on starting fast. And I think hopefully we can do that coming out this Saturday against New Mexico Highlands.
Lionel McConnell, Colorado Mesa wide receiver, joining us today on the Team Sports Network. You're a grad transfer, Abilene Christian. Elijah Lilly comes from New Mexico. Dwight Blakey, also a transfer as well. And you guys bring a lot of experience playing at the Division I level. You guys are all seniors, so I mean there's the maturity there as well, Lionel. This is one of the better wide receiver cores we've seen for the Mavericks in quite some time with yourself, Elijah Lilly, and Dwight Blakey, and along with guys that are already there, and Isaac Salazar and KJ Sapp.
Exactly. So I'm really happy, I guess I can say. Like, the coaches did a fantastic job recruiting, you know, the freshmen and getting transfers here. They did their thing for sure. And, Lilly is a great receiver, Blakey. I call him Shifty because he's so shifty. He's a great receiver. We got a great quarterback. We got a really good receiver stat. I mean, receiver core. I feel like we all can do many different things. I think we will be a force to reckon with this year for sure. We can all go off. We can all go off any given night. And we all got something different to bring to the table for sure.
What's the thing you think you bring to this football team, Lionel? What do you bring to this receiving core?
Yes, what I bring to the receiver coach. So I had a receiver coach named Dante Ellington. He was with me in my last school at ACU. He really brought that dog out of me. You know what I'm saying? That dog, that grit, and which Coach Jackson preaches a lot about that grit, having that grit. So I just think about I bring that hard nose grit and just try to get the job done the best way I can, any way I can. I may not be the biggest, the fastest, the strongest, but I will find a way to get the job done. I think that's what I'll bring to the team a lot, or to the receiver core, and just hopefully my leadership, trying to help bring the younger guys up, like Zayden and Trey and other guys like that, just to help them elevate their game, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, they have the tools and attributes, too, to help get the job done. And plus, we have a good receiver coach, Coach Newcomer. He helps us a lot every day. He helps us every day with different drills, with our hand placement, our feet, getting our feet ready, getting our feet hot, and just catching a ball. And honestly, with the offensive coordinator like we got with Coach Brown, it's beautiful. The way he calls the plays and the way he's trying to get his playmakers the ball is just something I've never had in my life, honestly, as a receiver.
He's part of the Texas connection, if you will, the pipeline from the great state of Texas.
Exactly.
From Dallas, Texas, Lionel McConnell, Colorado Mesa wide receiver with us, who was at Abilene Christian. You had some really good performances there. You had the 11 catches, 101 yards, 160 all-purpose yards when you played against Army as a member of Abilene Christian. You also played a couple of seasons at Liberty as well. Lionel, take us through the path of leaving Abilene Christian and the state of Texas and coming to Colorado and becoming a Mesa Maverick.
So it was just, I just had my time there. I met really good friends for life. I feel like I had met some really good friends for life. It was cool playing, you know, Division I opponents like Army, Virginia. They also play at Mississippi State and things like that. But when I just felt like it's my time to go, I guess you can say. And I just couldn't pass up this option of coming here to Colorado. You know, when you first got into the transfer portal, you never know where you're going to go in the way because there's so many people in there. And everybody's doing it now for whatever reason they're doing it. And like I said, I'm previously from Liberty University in Virginia. So when I found out that my running back coach, Todd, who I played with, Todd Macon, he was at Liberty. He came here. And then Remington Green, who's a stud linebacker here, he came here. And I had another DB come here, Hunter Goats. And then just having Coach Jackson, who was previously at ACU, and me and him talked for a bit while I was there, when he was there. And then with him coming here, I just feel like he's a great leader. And it was just Grand Junction. I love it here. Coming from a big city, like I was talking to my roommate yesterday, coming from a big city to here, a little bit smaller, a little bit slowed down, like I feel like this is a perfect place for me and my time of life. And I'm just happy to be here. And I want to bring this city a championship. I want to get my first ring, bring this city a championship, do whatever I can to get here and help this team win.
Wide receiver Lionel McConnell, the Colorado Mesa Mavericks, with us today on the Team Sports Network. And Carstown, your quarterback, he made his first collegiate start. He played wide receiver, played your position when he was at South Dakota State through the FCS National Championship, runner-up to Sam Houston State. But he was a really good quarterback at Miller, South Dakota, so he made his first collegiate start. What was that like? How was Carson in the huddle? Because I thought he got better as the game went along. He got more composed. I thought that he did a fantastic job in his first ever collegiate start at the quarterback position.
As everybody, you know, everybody has their first nerves and things like that when it's the first game, somewhere new. But at the end of the day, sir, it's football, you know, and it's something that we've been doing for a lot of years of our life, even though we're still young. I think Carson's poised, and he's just going to get better and better as the season goes on. That's the thing. We're all going to get better and better. That's why I say that we're here to stay. Like, this is a new team. Coach brought us here for a reason, and we're not done yet. We're not going to be finished, and we're going to work our butts off to get to that point that we want to get to, which is ultimately winning this conference and making our way to the playoffs and making our way into the championship game in Texas. And I feel like, of course, we have a perfect leader in him. You know, me, I love it because I have a big quarterback with a big arm who's athletic, something I really never had in the way since high school. And I'm happy he's our quarterback. And I feel like he's just going to get better and better, and he's the perfect guy to lead us.
Okay, one final thing, Lionel. The place that, since you say you love Grand Junction, we love having you here, part of the Mavericks, the place, maybe favorite place you like to go, restaurant, kind of hang out when there is a little bit of downtime. Is there a favorite place you've discovered here in Grand Junction?
Honestly, it might sound funny. I'll totally honest with you. The campus, like, it's beautiful. Like, people probably that live here or that's from here, I'll be like, nah, man, da 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 da. No, they like to go home, relax. And nothing's wrong with that. But I like, in my downtime, I'm reading a couple books right now, and I like to go to campus, walk around when the sun going down after practice, come back to the shower, eat, go back, just sit down and just chill. The campus is beautiful. I mean, it's probably my favorite campus. Like, it's up there with Liberty campus because, like, it's just beautiful. Whoever, the architects or whatever, they built a fantastic campus. It's like one of them campuses that you would see on TV. So I like to go there, relax, chill, and it's just so active. You know, you got people walking around, riding their bikes, walking their dogs, playing disc golf, playing basketball, playing volleyball. It's just like a safe haven for, me. You know what
I'm saying? It's a fantastic campus. I graduated from there in the late 80s, and it's kind of just bigger and bigger and bigger, Lionel. So you're the beneficiary of a really fantastic campus. Really